Yes, a 4-point win for Monaghan here at Castletinney. It was a game that never really caught fire, but Carol O'Connell's goal early in the second half, that was the decisive score, along with a volley of Conor McCarthy points that saw Monaghan take control as that second half progressed. Well, it was just a 1-point game at half-time, 7-6. Monaghan at the end of the opening quarter led by 4-3 as Niall Kearns hit the target, but they struggled to break down a packed Tyrone defence until Conor Boyle started making runs into pockets of space, popping over a point and setting up a free kick score for Jack McCarron. It was 7-6 then at the break, with Darren McCurry scoring a late free for Tyrone early in the second half. Well, with Monaghan down to 14 men with Darren Hughes in the sin bin, they launched a counter-attack, and Carol O'Connell first timed the ball to the net from Conor Boyle's delivery to give them daylight, a 4-point lead. Tyrone always struggled to get back in the game in that second half, and Mark Bradley in the sin bin for a stretch. But Monaghan with three excellent points, one of them a delightful sliced effort off McCarthy's right boot, saw Monaghan take a 7-point lead. Niall Kearns, well, he went off on a black card on about 9-10 minutes from the end, but Tyrone during that spell only managed two scores, both from place balls, Darren McCurry and Niall Morgan. And with Dermot Malone, Carl O'Connell and Conor McCarthy really coming into the game in that second half, and Monaghan, well, they had control late on in the game. Well, there were a couple of straight red cards. Kieran Hughes of Monaghan and Mark Bradley of Tyrone both saw red. Kieran Duffy also sent to the line on a second yellow card, but by that stage Monaghan were safely home, and they picked up their first points off the campaign with a 4-point success here at Castletinney. Final score, Monaghan won 12, Tyrone 11 points.